Welcome to the Brave Talk podcast, where we interview your favorite UNC Pembroke personalities and keep you up to date on everything happening with Braves athletics. Here's your host, Dick Christie.
Welcome back to the Brave Talk podcast. I am your ill-equipped host, Dick Christie. Producer Anna Bass from our soccer program is leaving today for the postseason. We are privileged to have our assistant coach, Shatanya Hardy-Reed, as our next guest. So, as we talked about, kind of rotate between alumni, coaches who are in the off-season, student athletes who are in season, we get to hit really all three here with getting ready to go into women's basketball season with our assistant coach and former athlete. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I appreciate you joining. So, starting off with our usual question, in Robinson County style, Avea, who's your people?
All right. Well, as you just said, I'm now a Reed, so I just got married. So
congratulations.
Thank you. My husband, Carl Reed. I have a daughter, Zuri Reed. Of course, my family who went here, my mother, Latanya Hardy, and my dad, Marlon Hardy, and then my sister, who's younger than me, 3 years younger than me. Alicia Hardy, graduate of 2019, and then I have a younger brother who's in middle school, and his name is Jackson Williams.
Black and gold through and through.
Yeah.
Zuri's a pretty name. Where did you guys come up with that?
Thank you.
Is that a family name?
No, LeBron's daughter's name is Zuri.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
A LeBron fan, so yeah, that's where I got that from.
I cannot be a LeBron fan. I can't be how many people are
haters. But, gotta have him, though.
Seventh all-time in assists now. There's nobody else in the top 10 in scoring. That's anywhere in the top 30 in space.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. Anyway, we can talk about that all day, right? So, your nickname is Avea.
Yes.
How'd that happen from Shatanya?
That's actually my middle name.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad gave me that name. He said he met someone named Avea.
Okay.
He liked it, so. And then, of course, Shatanya came from my mother's name, Latanya. So, mm-hmm. Just went by my middle name.
So, always went by your middle name. Very cool. So what is something that people that are listening may not be aware of or not know about you?
Well, right now I'm actually in the middle of getting my real estate license. I'm actually taking classes, so it's a pretty long road ahead, but hopefully I can do that as like a side job, just a way to make some extra income.
Well, that's a great profession right now. Houses are flying off the market. I hear a lot of people talk about getting their real estate license. What actually goes into it? Like how long of a, how many classes do you have? How long of a process is that?
Well, you really just only have to take one class, and you have to actually like pass the test in the class before you can take the real test.
Oh, wow. So it's almost like a pre-test before you can sit for the real one?
Yeah, and it's $75.
Okay.
So once you finish that and take the test, then you can take the real test as many times as you want. You know, a lot of people take it over and over. It's a pretty hard class. Yeah, it's really intense. I'm excited.
I don't have any concerns. I'm pretty sure you're going to be all right. And your younger sister actually got you interested, right? At least our former athlete. She's already doing it and enjoying it?
Yes. She's been a real estate agent for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
So, yeah, she got me into it. She loves real estate. So, hopefully we can get a little team going on when I finish.
That would be awesome. And I'm sure you guys will do really well with that. She picked a good time to get into real estate, that is for sure. So, you touched on mom a little bit. We'll get into her in more depth. But dad's a UNC grad, too.
No. No, he's not. He actually graduated from Texas Tech.
Okay. He's always wearing black and gold, so he's been inherited that.
Oh, yeah. Same with our high school. He's from Tennessee. Yeah, Clarksville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And he's been at Dean Smith forever with my mom, so people kind of just assume that. I'm not surprised that you thought he went here as well.
Yeah, he's at everything and cheer him out, so that's awesome. So, mom, for those who don't know, talk about her as an athlete. What did she accomplish here?
My mom, so she right now she has like 3 Hall of Fame awards. She just got one last year at Smith High School. Mm-hmm. High School. She's the first female.
Really?
Yes.
And coordinating as well, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And 2019. We named the court after her. Yeah, so we had a big one thing going on for that. And it seems like she's always just getting all these awards. But it really started here. I mean, here she has a retired volleyball jersey. She's in the Hall of Fame for, I want to say, volleyball and basketball. So, yeah, she kind of pushed me and my sister to come here. You know, we didn't come here at first. We both went to different schools. You know, coming after her is like, it's kind of tough because coming in with a big name, but we felt welcome when we came here.
Do you think as a high school kid that maybe why you chose a different place, kind of maybe try your own path, or didn't want to be in mom's shadow?
Definitely. I mean, I was first, so I thought it would just be, you know, pressure. Mm-hmm. But then when I came, everyone was just really welcoming. Like, it felt like I knew everybody. And even now, when I walk around, I'm like, oh yeah, you're Pete's daughter. So it feels like home.
Well, mom's always smiling. That's not a hard shadow to be in. She laid a great legacy here. So, did you play volleyball growing up or no?
I did. Okay. It was actually my favorite sport, believe it or not.
So how come you didn't chase that one?
My sister was better at volleyball. I'm not as athletic. Like, my mom was really athletic. My sister got that from her. But I was just more skilled at basketball. Mm-hmm. So I chose that route and married a beauty.
So, I'll give you the first tough question of the podcast, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, so, mom in her prime, you or Alicia, who's winning 1-on-1?
I gotta go with myself. I can sit here and try to be realistic, but
listenership just
go
went way up. Everybody, Smith is gonna pass this around. Mom's gonna send this to everybody.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna.
Okay, so you beat mom and 1-on-1 with your sister. What's the score? Game to 11.
Oh yeah, me, of course.
Yeah. Is it even close?
Yeah.
Okay, just because she's younger. I mean, you got those young legs, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the team a little bit. So been back on staff. You had a little bit of a hiatus from being with the Braves, but. Came back to us. Tell us about what it's been like here the past 2 years and what do you think of the team?
Well, last year was definitely a learning year for me. Mm-hmm. I hadn't been coaching. So coming in with Coach Haskins, I felt really comfortable with him. He helped me a lot. Him and Coach Bohannon as well. It was really a learning year. And then learning with the girls, you know, it's different when you're helping out with high schoolers and then you come here as college, so they kind of know a little more and then more skilled. I just kind of just used me being a player here to help me with, you know, coaching them. And then this year, I actually feel way more comfortable with the girls and just being on the coaching staff and just coaching in general. Our team, we have half the players back and then half are new. So it's been a little challenging, like, you know, going over stuff, trying to get everybody used to each other. But I think we're going to have a really good season. We're picked in the top of the conference, so hopefully we can keep it up. You know, we start our first game Friday, officially anyways.
It is on us now. Yeah, yes. For those that haven't been following, Braves were picked to finish first in Conference Carolina Wednesday's coaches poll. So that was a big accomplishment, especially coming off the 19-win season. So kudos to you for all you're doing with that. So less fundamentals work maybe than what you were doing in high school. A little bit more of the nuances of the game. What's the most fun part of coaching now that you're back into it?
The girls. Being around the girls and just helping them with learning experience is just different. I was also a teacher, so it's just, you know, there's a big difference between high schoolers and college students. Like, there's different things that you have to teach them. Like, you're more into, like, the life part of it. And I love that type of stuff. Mentoring, that's just kind of like my niche. So I just like talking with the girls.
I mean, you got a wealth of experience now. I mean, you're 30 years old. Close to it.
Yeah, almost 30. So, yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. I really do.
Well, the mentorship part is huge, and that definitely helps with how much you can push an athlete when you've got that relationship.
Oh, yeah.
What they can do on the floor, how much they'll buy into what coach is doing, because they know that you care about them off the floor. So that's powerful stuff. So other than being the top real estate sister duo in the state, 10, 15 years from now, what do you see so far?
First, being a good mom and a good wife.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't really know. I kind of just live my life kind of day by day. Like, just whatever I feel in the moment, I kind of do like to do. I'm multi-talented. So, like, there's a lot. Like, I like doing events. And I like basketball. So, like, volleyball, as we talked about, you know, I kind of like to put myself in different areas. My major is mass communications. So, I do some broadcasting sometimes. So is my sister. So, we kind of work together, like, videos and stuff like that. So
you're in your niche right now.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't like being in front of cameras and stuff. But this is good, though.
Like the production side.
Yeah, I like the production side.
Well, we should, barring any hiccups, we should have this posted this week. So you mentioned volleyball, and we're having unprecedented success in our volleyball program on the pitch. Where are we getting to host the Conference Carolinas Championship this weekend? Are you going to get to take in any of those games, or you guys stay on the road in between the Conference Challenge games?
We're supposed to come back, but our games are late.
It'll be late Saturday, so we missed it. So yeah. You might be able to see the championship game when you advance to that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I was looking at that earlier, actually. I was like, okay, I can catch a game, maybe.
Hopefully, yes. So we'll take we play the winner of North Greenville or Francis Marion. So on Saturday, we're going to get a chance to advance the other bracket on Sunday. So hopefully, Braves are still in the thick of it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Tell me about coming back into the athletic department. So you dropped out as an athlete in 2015 in Peach Belt, and now on staff, with the move to Conference Carolinas and with a little bit more geographical rivalries. Tell me about what's different that you noticed as a result of the conference affiliation. What's changed?
Honestly, like, the hours on the road is very different. I remember most of our games were in, like, Georgia. I want to say we had some games in South Carolina. And now we're more in North Carolina. The trips aren't as long, so I really enjoy that.
And the opportunity to have less missed class time and less time on the road keeps you fresher, makes you more ready for competition.
Yeah.
I think one of the powerful things is when we have you guys on the road at Mount Olive, and then that night, we see a team home and they're cheering on another team that's got a home event. That makes it part of the gig. And I think our average trip before was 192 miles longer than it is now. So that's a major difference on the student experience. That's been powerful. So once we get into conference play, what's your predictions? Who's going to give us the toughest time in the league this year?
I have to say Barton, only because they really good last year. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what all they have coming back. Haven't seen them play in person or anything like that. But, I'd have to say them for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree. They had a great program last year. They had to run through the league and into NCAA regionals for sure. So, holidays coming up. You got your Christmas shopping done?
Not at all.
Not started?
No. No, I'm excited for it, though.
Yes. You've got the benefit of family down the road. I'm looking forward to seeing some family finally there. I don't have any in North Carolina, so hopefully we can catch them up for Christmas.
Okay.
Anybody in Philadelphia,
Oh, wow.
God's country.
Yeah.
Well, man, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. Appreciate everything you did as a student athlete. Always have a smile on your face and translating that in a mentoring role with our young ladies. I think you guys have a great chance this season, and obviously the conference is going to be ready for you because they picked you and hit you first, so we're going to have to be ready for everybody's best shot. But appreciate everything you do for our women's basketball program and just leading in the right way. So make sure mom listens to this to see what her thoughts are on that one-on-one question.
Thank you.